This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on role of homeopathy in health and medication. The participants are Dr. Subhash Kaushik, Director General, Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, and Gaura Dhawanlal, Anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Medicine and different forms of medicine have interested man for centuries. Over the years, we've seen the different alternative uses of different home remedies, allopathic, conventional medicines, all are being used and more being adopted and researched by people. We are delighted to have in the studio with us Dr. Subhash Kaushik, who's the Director General of the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy. And today we'll be talking about the role of homeopathy in health and medicine. Dr. Kaushik, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So World Homeopathy Day is on the 10th of April, and we do celebrate it, we talk about this, and we are looking at homeopathy today to assist us in different walks of life, not only in treating ailments, but also in being able to sustain a healthier lifestyle. So how far do you think has homeopathy as a form of medicine traveled in India?
Under the Ministry of Ayush, lot of therapies are present there. A stands for Ayurveda, Y for Yoga, U for Unani, S for Siddha, and H for Homeopathy. So together we are working for the benefit of the mankind. So when we talk about the role of homeopathy, so homeopathy, because it's very easy to take, and in walks of life we can take this medicine by simple taking 2-3 pills. So it is very easy to take. We are doing the evidence-based research here. So we have not seen any specific side effect because there is no physical form present in the medicine. Homeopathy is ultra-diluted medicines.
Dr. Kaushik, when we talk of, and I think it's also the principle of like treating like, and you said there are no side effects, it works very gently, very, very effective for adults and children?
Even in pregnant ladies, it is safe.
And even in terms of, because we know that conventional medicine and the allopathic stream, we do know there are side effects. And in older people also, because geriatric care is becoming important, yes, in the country. So you do see, and populations are aging, you see its use being more frequent now?
Definitely. We have a very good patient footfall of this geriatric population. Because there are no side effects means they take it very easily. And when these conventional medicines are made up of from chemicals, so there are so many chemicals reactions in their body. Basically, there are two things. One is titer and another is trigger. Titer means you have to keep, say, for example, 5 milligram of this particular salt in your 5 liter of blood to maintain its biochemistry in a normal pace. And trigger is that once you have just click it and your biochemistry start working again as you were having before your illness. So we are working on triggering factor. Everyone knows that homeopathy works, but how it works, for that we are taking this basic and fundamental research. And we are having collaborations, this CCRH, that is Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, where I belong to. This is the apex research organization which undertakes, coordinates, promotes, develops and disseminates scientific research in the field of homeopathy system of medicine. So we are doing translational research, because translational research is there when your research come into the general public and for the benefit of them. So we are working on that. So all over India, we have 35 institutes and units where we are working along with the provision of clinical care and laboratory facilities. We are working on specific research studies. Say, for example, OA, osteoarthritis, sinusitis, and diabetes, blood pressure. Nowadays, there are so many lifestyle disorders. So we are guiding them, we are counseling them. And we have find, or anyone can find, that there is no particular role of that chemical drug. Because in diabetes, if they start medicine, then every time they have to increase the dose after 3 or 6 months. And their sugar level is, they have to compromise with that. So we are educating them about their lifestyle. Like other pathies, because there are two type of changes in the body. There is a structural change and another is functional change. Functional change, if your organ is functionally deranged, then it is reversible, means you can take it back in the normal state. But if there is some structural change, then you have to opt the surgery part. There is no other alternative of surgery.
In our country, Dr. Kaushik, we have, in fact, a huge strata where affordability is a criteria. And sometimes they say one sickness in the house and the whole house can go into karza or debt. In terms of affordability, how do you see homeopathy?
In affordability, homeopathy is number one, because in rupees 10, you can take the medicine of whole week. This is the cheapest medicine. This is the most gentle medicine. This is most affordable medicine, because in 10 rupees, 1 week is sufficient. And in homeopathy, there is one principle, single simple medicine at a time. So there is no mixopathy, there are no tonics, and there is no other things to support your system. So homeopathy is very latest, you can say, because this is a nano medicine through ultra dilutions, because we don't know how it is working, so we are working on that. So we are having collaboration with IIST, Indian Institute of Engineering, Science and Technology, where they are working on quantum physics and they are working the signaling pathway. Now they are telling this is the pathway of your medicine, as I mentioned, because there is no physical presence. So we can say this is a placebo, but this is not placebo, because we are working on agrohomeopathy, that is on plants we are applying medicine, and we see that the crop is very fine. Likewise, in veterinary homeopathy, it is very successful. So we are searching that working style or that working pathway of homeopathy, then everything will be clear.
So the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy is organizing a coming together of, I think, related people working in this field. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are organizing this for 2 days, 10th and 11th. And since 2016, Ministry of Ayush has given this task to organize this World Homeopathy Day. So this time the registered delegates, we are having 7,300, and they are from all the strata of the life, like students, MD, they are PhDs, we have scientists from different domain, we have domain experts from different streams, where there are so many cancer specialists, there are so many persons from ICMR, then AIIMS, the IIT. So we are doing 2 days Chintan Shivir, like what will be the roadmap for next year, till next WHD, what we will do, and what we have done, and what they are doing in solo. So now this is the time to show our solidarity. So all the people from different strata, they are here at Yashobhumi Dwarka. There are a lot of panel discussions, there are a lot of new ideas where we can work, and we are noting all the things, and through recordings we will go through, and we will see on what strategy we have to take to make it more popular, though it's popular, but how it be beneficial for the mankind. That is our motto.
Dr. Kaushik, when we see education in terms of homeopathy education, do we have certain checks and balances existing so that institutes that offer the degrees in this form of medicine?
Homeopathy, there are three main roles: education, practice and research. So when we talk about education, so in homeopathy, we have 247 medical colleges where this UG undergraduate courses are conducted. Likewise, we are having 61 PG colleges, post-graduation colleges. So we have around 347 registered homeopathic practitioners till date in India as on today. So we have government patronage, we have 400 plus GMP certified good manufacturing practices in homeopathic industry. So industry people are here. We are having all the policy maker here from the Ministry of Ayush. Likewise, we have domain experts from different science. We are having Ayurveda physicians here. We are having yoga, Yunani physicians. So many collaborations are going on, because nowadays this is the cafeteria approach. Patient has all the right to go to any pathy, and they should know what is good for them in that particular pathy. So this is the cafeteria approach, and we are integrative all the things. Like in homeopathy, we are having integrative research projects. In AIIMS New Delhi, we are doing on palliative care of cancer patients. So their head of department, she are collaborating with us, so she's having increasing results. Likewise, in corona, I have personally worked in AIIMS Jhajjar for 3 months, where we have added on the homeopathic medicine to their conventional standard protocol, and we got good results. We have taken a sample of 150, and 75 was only on conventional medicine. They were moderate and severe cases who were on ventilators. And for 75, we have added homeopathy, and that was a randomized controlled trial. So there was no pick and choose facility. So in 75 later on, we have seen the mortality rate, that is the death rate, was less. They were less oxygen dependable as compared to the only conventional treatment group. So that study is published in the world number one homeopathy journal, and it is now available for public also.
So what I'm also hearing you say is that very critical data and research is being collected, because finally, for any discipline to move forward, Research is critical, and getting good quality and well-established authenticated data is important. Wanting to just get your opinion on the quality control of the medicines that are available.
We have one drug standardization section in our CCRH where we used to see the purity, efficacy and safety of the medicine. Because now there is another term that is called pharmacovigilance. If a medicine is having any side effect, they may not be due to the prescription, but they may be due to the bad quality of that medicine. The collection of the plant from which that medicine was procured, that plant may be bad, or this formation may be bad. So we are working on this, and there is one BIS, Bureau Standard of India. We have collaboration with them. They are working on this homeopathic preparation. So definitely by next WSD, when we will talk, then you will get definitely some specific data, like I have told about this corona study.
Dr. Kaushik, allopathy is considered as the mainstream form of treatment. And one of the challenges I believe that homeopathy and doctors also face is that people try all sorts of treatments, and then when the disease is at a fast stage, then they also turn to homeopathy. What would be your advice to anybody wanting treatment?
That depends on the patient to patient, but generally in emergency cases, conventional medicine is the only solution nowadays,
right?
Because they have so much management. They have ventilator, they have oxygen supply, they have glucose, everything is. So I suggest to the general public, better in chronic cases, first try homeopathy. Because when there are structural changes or when there are chronic diseases, so they can come to homeopathy first before going here and there. Just I told you this trigger and this titer. So homeopathy has the power to triggering that thing. The biochemistry we can change with our medicine because we take a long history. And this is just like a holistic approach. It's not a specific approach in conventional medicine. Suppose you are having earache, you have pain in ear, so you have to go to ENT specialist.
Right.
Now you are also having diarrhea. Then he will refer to the gastroenterologist because they are domain expert of that particular area. But in holistic approach, you have to treat the whole patient. So in homeopathy, our belief is that we treat the patient, not the disease. So with this holistic approach, we used to counsel them, we used to give them medicine, we used to talk with them during this case history. So we know what is the derangement and what we have to check. So that is the good part of the homeopathy.
Finally, before we take your leave, Dr. Subhash Kaushik, what is your vision for the role of homeopathy in India? How do you see it panning out in the future? What is your dream?
Definitely, because it will come with another name. Because homeopathy is established for 200 years now, but there was no specific research. Now there is one nanomedicine technology is there. They are working on this homeopathic principles. So it may come, but it may be with another name. So we are working on that part, because if we can collect these evidences, then we can show the patient, yes, this is the thing. And for that, we are under basic and fundamental research. We are doing in vitro and in vivo studies on the lower animals, biological models and physicochemical models to show our strength, especially in the chronic diseases where patients are fed up with other mode of treatment. And we are also trying to do some good things in the acute conditions.
So may research in homeopathy go from strength to strength. Dr.
Yes.
Kaushik, thank you so much for such a comprehensive, holistic and gentle increasing our understanding of the role of homeopathy in health and medicine in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on role of homeopathy in health and medication. The participants were Dr. Subhash Kaushik, Director General, Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, and Gaura Dhamanlal, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.